AP Radio News. I'm Ben Thomas. Russia is accusing the U.S. of stoking tensions in the Persian Gulf, rushing to blame Iran for a series of attacks on oil tankers. But at the Pentagon, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan tells reporters,
"We have an international situation there in the Middle East. It's not a U.S. situation. And the focus for myself and Ambassador Bolton and Secretary Pompeo is to build international consensus to this international problem."
U.S. Central Command released video today it says shows Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded limpet mine from one of the targeted oil tankers, suggesting Tehran wants to hide evidence of its alleged involvement. President Trump appears to be backing off a bit on earlier statements about whether he'd report an offer from a foreign power for political dirt about an opponent. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats were outraged this week when the president told ABC News he'd be open to hearing the information and rejected FBI Director Chris Wray's statement that the Bureau needs to be told about such offers. This morning on Fox and Friends, the president seemed to backtrack. Of course, he would listen to the offer.
"If I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement, absolutely."
Democrats had ripped his earlier statements as a call for more election interference next year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Paige Winner lost most of her leg to a shark bite last weekend off the North Carolina coast. But here's how she's talking about sharks today.
"Sharks are still good people, and that's just kind of the truth. They're still so good, and they're so cool."
A 19-year-old surfer says he too was bitten this week off Ocean Isle, North Carolina. AP Radio News. The longtime owner of the Denver Broncos has died. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Pat Bowlen, the Denver Broncos owner who transformed the team from also-rans into NFL champions, has died just under 2 months before his enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. While Bowlen's family didn't specify a cause of death, he had been suffering from Alzheimer's for several years. Bowlen had many successes, but the biggest may have been the first Super Bowl for the Denver Broncos in 1998.
"How sweet it is, baby! How sweet it is! We did it!"
Pat Bowlen was 75. I'm Shelley Adler.
St. Louis is getting set to celebrate the Blues Stanley Cup championship with a parade and rally beneath the Gateway Arch tomorrow. Meanwhile, the other teams are preparing for next season. The Caps and Flyers swapped defensemen today. Mats Niskanen to Philadelphia, Ratko Gudas to Washington. I'm Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.